Stick a Lime in it. It's episode 496, and we have plugins for duplication, ideas, Twitter spawn, bacon, popularity, digital downloads, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall. And with me is the ever lovely...
Amber Overall.
And we have the usual great show for you today. Of course, a couple of quick things off the top. The countdown to episode 500 is definitely here with only three more episodes to go. So this is a reminder out there to our artists, man. It'd be really cool if we had a 500th episode special artwork. You know, even if we get a couple, we'll choose one and we'll definitely showcase any others that show up. And it's just a reminder, we are now in the 45th week of 2 weeks to flatten the curve from the Rona, the greatest scam perpetrated on the entire world all at once. We are now also in the new Biden era. The entertainment is never ending now. Just take a look at what the plebs are doing to the stock market. It is so entertaining to watch that. You want to hear more about that joyous thing? Go check out the Rogues Tavern show. All right. And we do enjoy acknowledging out there the No Agenda show for their inspiration of ideas and their stolen sound clips.
Squirrel!
It is a value for value show. I look forward to everyone providing some value back. So that's it. And also one last thing before I get started, you will want to hang around at the end of the show for the Q&A segment with Amber, which we split into half of it here on the podcast, the other half strictly to the YouTube version. So make sure you go check all of that out. All right, well, that is where we go from here, so...
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
This is number 4 of 52 episodes for 2021. It's episode 496, and I'm kind of feeling a bit like a person stuck on a runaway carriage with the way that this year is going so far. Things are happening so fast. I think I've only blinked a couple of times so far, and everything has changed a million times already. Luckily, though, I'm not actually in a runaway carriage. Instead, I'm hanging out in my zone out area. I recommend you get one. They can be anywhere. A blanket thrown over your couch to build a fort, in your bed with your door closed and a do not disturb sign or a sock on your door, or even your car. Get into a space all your own, throw on some music and grab a book, or even throw on an audiobook and grab a drink. Kick back and breathe. Try to get there at least once a week, more if you can. If you have kids, let them know that they should only bother you if they are broken, dying, or bleeding for one whole hour. Make your area comfy for you, and try to remove all internet and radio with news hours or zoning out. Try to let go of everything outside of your control, and work on pestering those you know and care about to get their own zone out spaces started. Rinse and repeat as often as needed.
Absolutely. And, what is it that's running away from you, man? I mean, the world is so exciting and entertaining right now. Nothing's really happening much.
No, not the world running away from me. Feels like the world is plunging on so fast I can barely keep up.
Ah.
Like things are changing and things are happening and I can't keep up with the news. Things are happening way too fast. Part of the problem is probably that I can't just get the news from one or two channels. I have to go searching. So that's probably part of the reason why I can't keep up with all the information.
Yeah.
But another part is every time you get one piece of information, you have to go and check like five other sources just to see if the first piece you got was real.
Yep. Oh, well.
That's probably part of the reason, but honestly, it's just everything. Everything is changing really fast.
Well, that leads us to... what we do now.
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet. Shut up! Thank you. And now the WordPress news with John Overall.
Oh, absolutely. We have some WordPress news this week. And what do we got for you? A couple of great things. There's a couple of interesting articles here and some that may just bore you to tears, but that's the way news goes sometimes. Sometimes fun, sometimes boring. First off, we have an article here out of the tavern. And this one here is for those of you that are converting over to Gutenberg. And yes, I have to admit, Gutenberg's here to stay, as much as I wish it had died on the vine or died in childbirth or however else it was, you know, conceived. Unfortunately, it's here and we're stuck with it. We're going to have to work with it. But we have lots of ways to not actually have to actually use Gutenberg itself. There's lots of other options besides Gutenberg. But for those of you that are going full-blown Gutenberg, one of the questions that's starting to get asked is, what do I do with all my old posts that were created at the classic editor? Do I convert them all? Well, you can. It's not actually recommended. And this is a good article that talks about why it's not recommended to mass convert all your posts over to the Gutenberg publishing. For one, those posts may never, you know, they're still your content, but they'll still lay out correctly on the WordPress page. And it's just when editing time comes, that's when you might consider your conversion over to Gutenberg. Read this article over real quick. It does also have some links in there for those of you that want to bulk convert. There's some plugins that have been created for just that task.
I was reading this and it's interesting because I don't really know much about Gutenberg. And they talk about like an open ticket that is a repository for a bulk converter. I'm not really sure, but it seems like that was only just brought to life on Gutenberg recently.
Yeah, I'm not really certain. I've been paying so little attention to Gutenberg. I was truly hoping it would die on the vine, but unfortunately it's not. We're stuck with it. It managed to replicate itself and here it is. So I'll work with it. I'll make it work in my life, you know, for as long as I have to, but that's the way it goes. The next article I've got here for you, and this one I actually like. You know, it's very rare that I see something that the plugin team or the team from the forums team or whatever over at WordPress actually do something that I'm in full agreement with. And this is one of those things. And they drew a line that plugins that are submitted to the WordPress repository must not change the WordPress default automatic update settings. I believe it was a couple episodes back where we actually discussed the plugin that is alluded to in here, the one that came in and changed all the settings on people, forcing the auto upgrades, talking about the one person who broke several of his websites because of that. And this is them drawing a line saying your plugins can no longer force auto updates unless that's what the person using WordPress has already chosen. So it's a really good article, good piece of news you'll want to get your wrap your head around and understand.
I have to ask, they're saying that plugins can't do this, but weren't they going to do this?
Well, yes.
Were they forced the auto updates?
WordPress is allowed to do this, but the plugins aren't. You gotta remember, rules for thee, but not for me. It's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing. Rules for thee, but not for me. it's the same line of thinking that, you know, when people get too much power, that's what they do. You obey these rules I dictate, but I don't have to obey these rules that I dictate.
Okay. I just had to ask about that. But I do like this, that they're making it so that you can't, the plugin people can't do that to you.
Yeah,
I do like that.
I do like that. And of course, there's ways to go into the WordPress core and files and lock down so that WordPress core can't auto update too. So, you know, they do allow things to happen that way. So that's a good thing. All right. Next one up we have for you is the WordPress vulnerability roundup for part two for January. And this is the usual. I try to bring both of them every month. Sometimes I miss the first one, only catch the second one. I think I got the first one for January up too. But of course, we've got a couple of plugins here, you know, that are on the thing, WordPress vulnerabilities, Easy Contact Form, the FV Flow Player video, which is a really good plugin. These ones all had critical issues that were patched. And if you haven't updated, you want to as much as possible. There is a couple of plugins listed here, such as Contact Form Submissions, which needs to be removed until they fix their SQL injection, or the 301 Redirects plugin. And that one there is still good. That one's been patched. The Sheldon, WP Sheldon?
Sheldon, I think.
S-H-E-I-L-D? No.
Yeah, the I before the E usually makes an eel kind of
sound.
So.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, that one there needs to be replaced. So you want to read this over. Subscribe to it if you don't get it so that you can keep up with these things yourself instead of, you know, trying to depend on me. But, you know, I'll bring the information in as it comes.
Yeah, you kind of said everything that needed to be said about this. I don't really have anything to add.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Next article I've got for you. This is for those of you who are building out your own e-commerce website. And this is a really good one from Barn2 Plugins. These guys are great. I interviewed them a few years ago, so you can go search for them. I did an interview with the developers over there a couple of years ago on the show. But they put out these really great guides on how to do different things. And this is a really great guide on how to build out your own crafts website or e-commerce store, selling your own handcrafted goods, helping you save a few bucks and not paying the fees to Wix or Shopify or whoever else does these things. And having control of all of your own data and content and only having to pay the fees for your MasterCard or Visa or PayPal fees, which everyone ends up having to pay no matter where you are. So it's a really good article. If you're building out a site or contemplating it, go check this article out.
I really like the way they wrote this out. It's really easy to understand and they actually take you through the different steps and stuff.
Yep.
I like it.
Which is good. Helps the beginners, and it's even good if you're experienced. I read these articles even though I'm experienced because sometimes it gives me new ideas or new ways to do things that I hadn't thought about. Hey, the next one I have for you is 7 quick and easy WordPress security vulnerability fixes. Now, this one here is one you will want to look up if you're setting up your WordPress site and you want to secure it down, make sure it's no longer vulnerable or have issues. Check out this article, follow the steps in here, make sure you ensure that it helps ensure the security of your WordPress website.
So I'm just doing a quick read over of it.
Oh, okay. Well, I gotta talk. I guess I can talk a little longer and let you finish reading since you.
I guess you could. Yeah. It's just WordPress is vulnerable. And I read it before, but for some reason it's just gone completely out of my head.
Mm. All right. Don't worry too much about it.
Okay.
The last one I have for you here is not so much an article, but a YouTube video. And it's a YouTube video from creating landing pages or Elementor website builder for WordPress. And these guys here often have a lot of really good videos on how to do stuff in Elementor. And if you're working and learning Elementor, this is a really good resource to go check out and follow a few of their videos to learn a few things. I don't know if they have a blog or a website anywhere. Yeah, they do. Oh, it's Elementor. No, don't get pro. No, these must come from Elementor.com because the only link in their show notes is back to Elementor. But their tutorials have been very useful. I've used them from time to time myself just to refresh or understand something that I wasn't quite getting my head wrapped around.
Yeah, they teach you all kinds of really awesome tricks in their videos too. Tricks that you wouldn't be able to figure out unless you had them guiding you through it step by step.
Yep. So it's always a good thing to use. Okay. This show is a value for value show, and we like to showcase those who provided some value to the show. It doesn't work without you, the producers, and one of the first things you can do is start by subscribing to the newsletter for additional news and information, or you can get out there, round them up, you know, tie them all up, and hit them in the mouth, and I'm going to have to do something different than stealing that line. You know, go out there and let folks know about the show. Let them know you're enjoying it and share the good news. I'd like to start out first off by acknowledging the producers of the show who have supported the show in various ways this week. And the first one we always want to acknowledge is the artist who brings us the artwork every week. And this week's artwork comes from Angel Lemieux over at Koa Digital. He's been supplying us artwork for well over a year now. Thanks, Angel. Always greatly appreciate your art. And this one's kind of cool. It's some lime stuffed in a glass. You imagine whatever's in that glass. That is your favorite alcoholic drink. So really great piece of artwork. I really rather enjoyed it. So thanks a lot, Angel. Greatly appreciative. And then we also like to talk about the producers, but right off the top, First thing we're going to do here is we have...
It's time to donate to WPP. Plugins A to Z.
There we go.
I love that. I love that one so much.
We've got a new jingle. And thanks a lot for Charlie for providing that for us. Always appreciate new jingles, man. So I got to figure out exactly where to put it in. But this is where we like to talk about the executive producers and producers of the show. You folks are the producers of the show, helping provide us with what we need for the show, which of course is, you know, money. Just that's the number one thing we can use is send us some money that helps offset the cost of doing the show and the time it takes to do the show. And if you donate $50 or more in a week, you get a full note read out and links to wherever it goes. We don't have any this week for executive producers, but we do have the producers out there that come in with small subscription, a few bucks a month. Really helps the show out. It doesn't put any money in our pocket, but it offsets just a couple of our minor costs. So thank you very much for those of you to do that. And a big super thank you for those of you who hire us because of the show. That's as good as supporting the show. And that does put money in our pocket, so thank you very much for that. If you'd like acknowledgement for it, just let me know. I'll make sure you do. I don't normally shout out my my clients' names without them wanting it done. If you want to help, you can support the show by going to wppluginsatoz.com/donate. And don't forget, I'm still pimping out my daughter here. If you want to see her pretty mug in the live stream, it's now up to $400 donation. And I will keep raising that price until it's so skyrocketed it'll never occur, and she'll just completely stay anonymous, which I'm pretty sure she's happy with.
Yep, I'm totally down with that.
Yeah. So if you want to get her pretty mug on here, you better get that GoFundMe page started, or you'll never get her on the show. Get her mug on the show anyway. Okay, you can also support the show by submitting artwork, as I talked about. I choose a different piece of art every week for the show because I like to change it. It really does make the show look better in all the podcast apps. And with new podcasting 2.0, I'm trying to figure out how to become more compliant with the podcasting 2.0 stuff. And it allows for many more things to happen. So look forward to that kind of happening. You can send articles, news, and information, submit plugins, suggestions for reviews, and anything we might not have thought about. And one more quick thing in this segment here, I just want to mention that we do have a second contest giveaway coming in February, a hide and seek one with all the details for that coming down the pike later. All right, this is where we go and jump into the depths of plug-in depravity, what everyone shows up to the show for. Okay, Classic Press. This is where I try to talk about Classic Press, but I haven't had anything to talk about for several weeks now. And I brought in a couple things here and there, and I still don't have anything this week. I still haven't made time to go research Classic Press. I will eventually get around to it. But if you're a Classic Press user and you're listening to this show, remember almost every plugin for WordPress still works in Classic Press. And if you've got Classic Press specific information, send it to us. We will get it out there for everyone to hear. I really want more people to know about Classic Press. Okay, the WordPress plugins. First plugin out the gate. And what do I have for you? I have top 10 popular post plugin for WordPress. And this
is
one.
It's actually called that? Sorry.
Yes, it's actually called that. Top 10 popular post plugin for WordPress. It's actually one I discovered while working on a client's site as I was cleaning up all their old plugins to clean it up and work. And I saw them and said, hey, that looks kind of familiar. How does it work? And it's not a bad little plugin. And it's something that you may or may not want or need on your site because, you know, the days of listing your top 10 posts are long since gone for the most part. But from time to time, it's something you do want to showcase. And what it does, it comes with a couple of widgets that you can put on your site to display the top 10 most read posts on your site, top 10 most popular posts. It also gives you some statistics in the back end to show you how much your posts are being read. I think that's the most useful part of it. Is that gives you some statistics on what people like. And of course, if you find out what people like, you can then retailer any new content to what people like so you can cater to them and keep them coming back for more. So not a bad plugin on the whole. Something you'll want to go check out. It's the top 10 popular post plugin for WordPress, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
Neat idea, actually.
Yeah, well, it's been around for a long time.
It's weird. I haven't come across it, but I guess I've been looking.
It's no longer in vogue. It used to be a major thing, you know, in the beginning of development of WordPress is when you built your website, you always created a spot to showcase your top posts, you know, and you always had that there so people could find them. And it was really popular for years. And then it fell out of vogue with the new front page style designs. And it may make itself back into vogue. I mean, what's old is always new again. You know, it's constant recycling. You know, they've reset the simulation as it is. I mean, we're going back to worrying about things that we thought we had solved 20 years ago. So it all keeps coming around.
So the first one that I've got is Idea Push. Idea Push isn't really to push ideas out there so much as to get ideas pushed towards you. Excuse me. This plugin is designed to get votes from your readers or listeners, get their input, ideas, feedback on whatever you are wanting input and feedback on. Once you activate this, the first step is to go to the settings on the left-hand side in the little main dashboard area and set it up the way you are wanting. You save it, copy the short code, go into Pages, create a new page, and enter the short code, and you have your Idea Push page set up. There's a lot to this plugin just for the free version. So I would recommend you go and check this out in order to get a better idea of all the different settings and ways that you can set it up. It's really quite a awesome little idea. I had to use the help video to help get me through every option out there, but the help video was amazing. They didn't move too fast. They actually talked clearly. It was great. It's a really nifty plugin. There's an upgrade, so you can have multiple boards on your site, as well as a few other things that will be unlocked for you. Though the free version with just one board is great to start. It gets all the brain juices flowing. I rate it at 4 dragons.
Very nice. It does sound kind of an interesting thing. So what it's designed to do is help you get feedback from your viewers to create newer, better content for your site.
Yeah, and if you want to have an idea voted on, you can put it out there and have people thumbs up or thumbs down. It's got all kinds of different ways you can use this one.
Cool. All right. Well, the next one I've got, this seems to be a plugin that Yoast took over somehow. I don't know. It's the duplicate post plugin. At first, I thought it was a new duplicate post program plugin from Yoast until I started reading into it and about it. And again, it's another one I discovered when I was digging through a client site, doing some update work. And it's just your usual one. They did have a couple of interesting features that I thought might be useful for it. And that is, you know, copy to a new draft, and they have one here, rewrite and republish, which I thought was a new one. And I didn't give it a full test, but it seems like when you push that, it would create a new copy of it and then put the other one into draft or draft form and then allow you to republish when you rewrite it. So it seemed like a really good idea, and having a plugin on your site for duplicating posts and pages is very important. You will find that out the longer you do your site, because eventually you're going to be duplicating layouts or designs. This one here has a setting in it to help you set up and create templates to use. But unfortunately, I did find that there were some issues with this plugin along the way. And it seemed like the issues were wrapped around the fact when Yoast takes over something, and as most people know listening to me, I've been doing away with the Yoast SEO plugin on all my sites for the last year, moving over to Rank Math because it's frankly much better. And the other thing was, is you get tired of seeing all the Yoast promotions and every emails on it. And that seemed to be a major problem with this one, even with comments and one-star ratings over at the WordPress repository, ratings such as annoying advertising does not sell, especially when there's no way to remove it. Shows up on every page of WP Admin every time I log in. The only way to be rid of it is to be rid of the plugin itself. January 27th of this year. Since it has been acquired by Yoast, the plugin has been filled with Yoast advertising that is annoying and unnecessary. And it's like I stopped using other Yoast plugins for the same reason. Also, since the last update, it throws messages in the back end and notifying of error during content cloning. So it's not always the best thing here. You know, I thought it might be helpful and hopeful, but unfortunately, I'm going to do something I haven't done in a long time. I give this plugin a 2 Dragon rating.
Yeah, Yoast is kind of going right down the hill.
Yeah.
They're losing their clients left, right, and center right now.
Well, that's because they're pushing their promotions too much and interfering and just basically annoying their users. You can annoy users up to a certain point, but when you go overboard, they'll just say, fuck you, and they'll move on because there's options.
Yeah. So the next one I have is Bacon Ipsum.
Bacon.
Everybody seems to love bacon so much. I don't really like bacon very much. I prefer sausage.
Something wrong with your brain pan.
No, bacon just doesn't taste all that great. Yeah. I don't know why everyone loves it so much. It's basically salt.
That's the whole thing. It's the salt, man. It's salty. And if you get really good smoked bacon, it's that salty, smoky savoriness.
Yeah. Well, even though I don't like bacon, Bacon Ipsum is actually pretty fun. It's a total freebie. And once you activate it, what it does is it creates a little widget for people who use Elementor or something like Elementor. And it creates a little button next to the add media button in the regular WordPress area when you're doing your content. And you add it into the page, click either version 1, 2, or 3, and that's it. You get to generate a bacon mock-up of whatever page or post you've added it to. It's a much more fun way to use dummy post words, very easy to use. There's over a dozen ways you can style this as well, so the mock-up will be more personalized when you click through it, and you just use short code for it. They give you a whole list of short code to personalize it. It's so much fun. I ended up getting carried away and playing with it for like 45 minutes when I was checking this out.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend you go check this out. Loads of fun. I rate it 5 dragons.
Very cool. Well, Ipsum, I use Lorem Ipsum quite regularly when I'm mocking things up, and Bacon Ipsum would just make it more entertaining.
Yep.
All righty. The last one I've got for you here today is Easy Digital Downloads. Now, if you haven't heard of Easy Digital Downloads, you have not been around WordPress very long. It's been around a very long time. It was made by Pippin and Pippin's plugins. He since sold it or transferred it on to somebody else who is still doing a very good job of development. It seems he's still involved in it. I thought I saw his name in the list of developers. Maybe. Sandal Development LLC. At any rate, this is a very good e-commerce store. If you're only selling digital products, be they PDFs, ebooks, packages, anything that is pure digital downloads, this is like the perfect e-commerce store. It's very quick and easy to set up. It works well with multiple membership stores to allow membership-only stuff. And it's just a very good plugin. It also integrates with almost all your common payment processors. It comes default with, of course, PayPal, which most everything does. It's one that I'm setting up again. I haven't set it up in a few years now, but I'm doing it now on a new client project. We're setting this one up. And I started going through it, and they've improved it a lot since the last time I looked at it. It has a lot of nice settings in it, and it's one you'll want to go check out. They do have a premium version of it, which is why currently I'm going to have to limit its rating to 4 dragons, but go check it out. It's Easy Digital Downloads, simple e-commerce selling for digital files.
Long name. So, Hemdian asked about Bacon Ipsum looking old.
Oh, well, yeah, they haven't updated in a while. Let's pop back that for a second. Yeah, they haven't tested it with the last 3 major. It hasn't been updated for 2 years, but that doesn't mean the plugin is no good. It's still surprisingly installed by fewer than 10 websites. So the guy who's developing it may be discouraged, and there may be no problems with it at all. If it works, it works. You know, there may be no security issues. It depends on what it goes through. I don't automatically discount a plugin just because it's old. You know, I've run plugins on my site that are, I have plugins on one or two of my sites that are like 4 and 5 and 6 years old and haven't been updated in 3 or 4 more years, but they're still securely sound because they were built well when they were built, and they work with the latest PHP and everything else. So it's really hard to know exactly what to think when you see those warnings. These are just warnings for folks to let you know that it may have issues. It doesn't mean it's going to. So take it with a grain of salt. Test it on a development site or your sandbox for your live site to see how it's going to work before you put it on your live site. Or if you need it fixed up, I know a good developer who it can be sent to go through it. Or reach out to the developer themselves. Sometimes someone reaching out and offering to pay them to update their plugin will get them to do something. I mean, money is a great motivator for people.
It definitely is.
So.
So the last one I've got is Matilda or Mathilda. I think Matilda. It's just Matilda.
It's Matilda. Matilda. Okay. Matilda. There's a movie like that or something. Isn't there a Matilda movie?
Yes, but there's no H in her name.
Oh, well.
I loved that movie growing up.
Oh, okay. All right. So what do we got here with Matilda?
Matilda is a tweeting thing. If you're big into tweeting, this is a great little freebie. This plugin imports all of your tweets, refreshing every 15 minutes. It only pulls your tweets, not the entire conversations, and it will also pull mentions. And it is keeping up with the new 260 character setting, which I didn't even know that was a thing. You can personalize it pretty well. And it'll bring in mentions, and it will, and any like links or stuff, it will bring those in. But when it first brings in the link, it won't work. You have to wait for it to refresh in the next 15 minutes before the links will work, which is a little strange, but. And when I was setting it up, I found it hard to set up. It might be easier for someone who's more accustomed to Twitter. Like maybe knowing about Twitter means you know what an oath access token and consumer key and stuff is. I mean, I know what a consumer key is, but I had to look a lot of the stuff up that you have to fill in to set this up. And there's no real help button that I could find within the plugin. And the information on the WordPress site where you are right now, it just kind of gives a gist of what the plugin does. Yeah. So the lack of the help button brought it down a point, but if you do a lot of tweeting and you don't mind a bit of a learning curve to set this up, I do recommend you go and check this out because I could see it being very useful for people who are major Twitters.
Yep.
Well, I rate this at...
Go ahead, rating.
I rate it at 4 dragons.
There we go. Yes, now, anyone who sets up after a while, you'll know what the OAuth token. It's the authorization token.
Oh.
And what it is you have to set up an app over at Twitter. I can't remember what it's called. And you get the access token, the access token secret. You get those things by setting up your application over at Twitter through the Twitter developer tools and such. What it does is it allows you the API access into Twitter to download your Twitter feed. Now, the one good thing this could be is if you are, as you said, a avid Twitterer, person who sends out lots of tweets to archive your stuff, but if you're also a Twitter person who puts out stuff that puts you in the process of being canceled by Twitter, you might want to have an archive of all your tweets. So you could actually archive all your tweets on your website this way. So something to think about there. That was the first thing I thought of is to use it as an archive. Why am I hearing? That is so weird.
Yeah.
Sounds like I'm hearing Morse code in my ears for some reason.
Huh. I wonder, would those old Morse code machines interfere with modern day electronics at all? Someone's nearby?
I highly doubt it.
Because radios can interfere with electronics sometimes.
Yeah, it's always possible. Always possible. Somebody else could be sending out a Morse code, a SOS or something, and it's being picked up on a thing. There's another scam call.
Oh, that's what you heard. You heard the every time that your phone is anywhere near your headphones or even your speakers, you'll hear like a Morse code a little bit before your phone rings.
Oh, it's the tracking. Hey, yay for tracking. All right. Well, that's all the plugins we've got for you. And this show is still brought to you by...
Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down.
Absolutely nothing but the best. All right, and listener feedback. Well, we don't have enough yet here, but it'd be nice if we eventually do have enough content here and we have a jingle for it. But listener feedback, we have some lovely stuff this week. It seems I've managed to fly right over the zone and attracted some flack. Here we go. I'm a developer who enjoys hearing conversations about WordPress, plugins, etc. I've lost 3 friends to COVID, and I don't need your uninformed opinion about it, or Joe Biden, or anything else. I've even grown tired of your snide comments about WordPress. Its creator, the coming demise of Gutenberg, not going to happen, yeah, unfortunately, and so on. You come off sounding like a bitter jerk. Gary. Well, thanks, Gary. I really appreciate that. Some great feedback. Well,
you do kind of sound like a jerk, but yeah. Not quite bitter yet.
Well,
just a jerk.
Give me a few more years. But yeah, so I come off as a jerk. Well, so be it. I'm working on my tone of voice. You know, it's all in the tone of voice, whether you come off as a jerk or a nice guy when you're being snide. You know, and I just haven't got that down yet. But, you know, and I do wanna say a couple of quick things to this anyway. First off, well, I'm really sorry you've lost friends to COVID. It's unfortunate you must be in an area that is going against the norms for this, the statistic. You're in a statistical anomalous area if you actually had 3 friends die. That's a major statistical anomaly.
In
this whole virus. And it does suck. And, you know, my condolences for you. Not that you're going to hear it because I think you've left us already. As to uninformed opinion, how do you know it's uninformed? You know, I actually think it's quite informed. I read a lot, I research a lot, so I'd say it's rather informed. And well, I'm not even going to say anything about Biden. You know, I went through the process of watching my father suffer and die from dementia, and I know the early signs when I see it. So,
unfortunately, yeah.
Unfortunately, I know it very well. I lived it for 10 years. You know, and my snide comments about WordPress, those are never going away. I mean, after all, they've banned me from the forums simply for trying to share this show in the forums. And if you want to see that whole saga, all the emails back and forth is over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. Just search banned and you will find the entire saga, all the emails back and forth between me and their forum operators. So you can find that out. And its creator, you know, Matt, while being a very intelligent guy, has already stated to the world that he is the benevolent dictator for WordPress. This is not
Yes.
conjecture. This is actual fact that he has stated that. So he has set himself up for all snide comments just by stating the fact that he's a dictator. Benevolent or not, there's no such thing as a benevolent dictator. Maybe in the beginning they're benevolent, but as they gain more power, that benevolence disappears. And
yes,
Gutenberg, yeah, you're right. It's never going to go away. But that's not going to stop me from saying snide mark comments about it. So at any rate, thanks, Gary. I really appreciate it. Send us more stuff. If you're still listening, I will be more than happy to read out any additional comments or emails you got. And anyone else out there that wants to come after me, bring it, people. Bring it. I'm more than happy to take it on.
For entertaining showtime.
Well, it does. It adds for some entertainment to it. And, you know, it'd be even nice if those of you that like the show, send us some good stuff. You know, if you like what we're doing, let us know. But this isn't the first time I've gotten emails like this. It's been a couple of 3 years. I think it's been about 3 or 4 years since I've gotten an email like this. It's been a long time since I've really managed to piss somebody off. It's not like I haven't been trying. All righty then. Let's move it along and have some fun. It's a big thank you to Steve Goodtime and Brant Matthews for that one. Really greatly appreciate that. All right, it is contest time. We do have contests going. And please, folks, go enter these contests. Come on. We go through a lot of effort to get this. Well, Charlie goes through a lot of effort. Thank you, Charlie. He's going through a lot of effort, and it's really nice if you're interested. Even if you're not interested in a plugin, just go enter the contest. You're only going to get on the email list once. You know, it's not like you entered a contest and we add you to the email list 5 times unless you're using 5 different email addresses. You know, if you use the same email, you only get entered on the email list once. And we don't spam you. We send out a newsletter once a week. You know, maybe sometime we might have something else important to say and we'll send out that. But we'll never send you email after email trying to sell you stuff. But please support the contest. Spread the word. Tell people, hey, this is a great way to win a free license. And these aren't chintzy licenses. These aren't 1 year, 6 months. A lot of these are lifetime licenses. These are premium lifetime licenses. They're worth sometimes hundreds of dollars. So make sure you go enter these contests. All right. Now, we did have a winner from our last contest, the ultimate lifetime license for WP Admin Pages. The winner was Brian Holder. Congratulations, Brian. He even reached out to us and he's gotten all his info. So thanks a lot, Brian, for participating in the contest. Make sure you tell everyone about the contest and keep entering the contests week after week. Okay, this week, what do we got? We've got an unlimited lifetime license for Happy Files over at happyfiles.io. This is so you can create and manage unlimited folders for your media folders. And you create these folders, manage it, organize your media files into different folders, makes it easier to search, collate them, know what they're for. Really great plugin. What we're giving away is an unlimited lifetime license valued at $59. Really great plugin. Make sure you go check it out. We've also got a YouTube video about how it goes here on the site. And I also reviewed this plugin back in episode 463. So make sure you go check that out and find out what I had to say about that plugin back there. So please make sure you get out there and share this out with folks and go enter the contest. And any developers out there that would like to support the show, you can donate premium licenses at wppluginsaz.com/plugin contest.
I was just going to say, it's definitely a really useful sounding license for a plugin. Like, wow, I could use that.
Well, it's a pretty cool plugin. I think I gave it a really good rating. I don't remember. You know, it's like as soon as I've done one, I flush it from my memory. I put so much data in my head, if I don't flush it regularly, it gets clogged. Happy Files, I gave it a 4 dragon rating. You know, so it's a pretty decent rating, pretty decent plugin. So before we move along into the Q&A segment, we got a couple of quick things to close out the show on it. And first off, the plugins I covered on this episode are Top 10 Popular Post Plugin for WordPress, which I gave a 4.2. The Yoast Duplicator Post, which I gave a 2.2. And the Easy Digital Download Simple E-Commerce for Selling Digital Files, I gave a 4.2.
I have commercial running through my head. Long name, amazing results.
That's what I was looking for. That's what I was, my brain didn't go there. Long name, amazing results.
Gotta love commercials.
Mm-hmm. Only the good ones stick in your head. It's like jingles.
So plugins that I covered was Idea Push, which mm-hmm. I gave a 4.2. Bacon Ipsum, which I gave a 5.2. And Matilda, which I gave a 4.2.
And a couple of quick reminders here. If you want to deal with the Matt's famous quotes, we got a link here to Matt's famous quotes. And, you know, and of course the one in there is... It's right there at the top, I believe. He feels like a non-elected benevolent dictator. His responsibility to meet as many users as possible and direct the software project in a way that reflects their interests. You know what? The things he's done the last few years were not what the majority of the people wanted. And that was well demonstrated by the people, but he went ahead with them anyway. That's a dictator.
Yep.
No matter how you describe it, that's a dictator. So at any rate, there's still no meetups, but I am contemplating a meetup probably in, I would reckon it's going to be June, and it's going to be a combo meetup for WP plugins, a no agenda meetup, and a tavern meetup all in one. And it'll probably be held at the Oasis, because the Oasis will be mostly complete and a new deck will be usable by then. So that is coming down the pike, and I'm guessing it's going to be June, and maybe by that time there, our dictators that we've elected into offices will have removed these ridiculous things on us that prevent us from having these meetups without breaking the law, without breaking their new laws. All right.
I hope so.
And as I say, well, as we've mentioned a couple times, you don't get enough of us, you can join Amber and I on our new podcast over at the Rogues Tavern, Shooting the Shit at the Rogues Tavern. It's every Tuesday evening, 9 p.m. live, and then I upload it to the website a day or two later. I was supposed to do it yesterday, but I think I forgot. if you want to be in an interview show, simply contact wppluginsa-z.com/interview. That's all we have there. I say we move on, and
it's question and answer time
with Amber.
Okay, just as per usual, if anyone out there has any questions they'd like me to ask on their behalf, send them in to me at amber@wppro.ca. Hemdian says, June, so long to wait.
Yeah. It's the place. Right now I'm limited by, you know, I'm limited by massive restrictions everywhere, and I hate masks, so I don't go anywhere really because they force me to wear a mask.
I have an awesome mask, but you know, I can't handle it being on for so long. I get dizzy.
I can't handle it at all. I start to feel claustrophobic. So at any rate, let's move along with the question and answer.
First question. What is it that causes plugins to clash and not work? For instance, you have one working plugin, you upload another, and then suddenly neither work.
Okay, well, that's a multifaceted issue, but most commonly what the problem is that each plugin is looking for the same resources. They're trying to use the same things at the same time, and they cause the crash, you know, or they're putting out, like, many plugins will also have their own Java in them or jQuery in them, and another plugin may have the same jQuery, and it tries to fire that jQuery at the same time. It's usually it's a conflict of the code, and it's the developers not following the best practices of using all their resources, pulling all their resources they can from the WordPress core and only using in their plugin what they absolutely have to use. But many developers, you know, free thinkers, they want to do it their way, so they do it their way, which is fine and dandy until you run into two plugins that just don't want to play well together. It's a conflict of code is what it boils down to. And unless you're a developer, figuring out what's causing that conflict is hard. It's like, I can sometimes do it, but most of the time I have to bring in a developer who understands the code and has the diagnostic tools to track each code firing when the page is loading so they can see what's breaking when.
Mm.
So it's a complex mess. And basically, whenever I have that happen, I determine which plugin is the most important one. And then I find another plugin that does the same job as the one that's not working, not playing well with others. And I use a different plugin.
What's interesting is when I had that happen to me, it was the first shortcode plugin that I uploaded caused the issue. So I found a different one, and that one caused the same issue.
Hmm.
Two completely different plugins that just did the same thing. So
it sounds like there's a problem with the theme. theme kicking out code too, because you got to remember you've got three areas here going competing with each other. You got the WordPress core files, then the theme brings in its own files and functionalities, and then the plugins bring in their own files and functionality. And the one that matters the most, of course, is the WordPress core files, because you need the core files for all the basic functionality. And the theme may work well with the core files, but it may be putting out something that some other plugin is trying to do a similar function, and they run into each other. So One way to find out whether it is if it's a dev site, load in another theme and see if the plugins work. If they work, then you know it's the theme that was loaded.
MDN mentioned here, I've had a block add-on use the same CSS classes as another block add-on, overriding and breaking them.
Oh man, what a nightmare that must have been.
Yeah, same CSS classes means same name, not actually same CSS.
Yes, and that means they're competing when it's rendering, it's competing like, which one do I use? What do you mean? I got two choices, boss, which one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be just a nightmare and a half. Most developers are pretty good about creating unique CSS classes. It's like having a username on a platform. There can be only one. There can be only one name of that type in your particular area. And the same with CSS, and the same with even function names. Function names that are written for custom functions, they can only be only one unique name. If you get the same name, they conflict. Yeah, that's another problem that can occur.
Yes, very multifaceted issue. Some that have to like really do some time learning about.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah, I bet that sucked. Well, hopefully you got it sorted out. All right, what's the next question?
Yeah, it sucked, you said. Why is it not a good idea to change up the position of pictures and text blocks on a site that you are building through the padding and whatnot in the settings? What does that do to the page or post's ability to transfer between PC, tablet, and mobile?
Okay, this one here is another sort of issue that comes along. When you're using the paddings and other things, the paddings are set relative generally to the edge of the block that they're contained in, and that block may be set relative to the edge of the page or the pixel dimensions. If you could look at your page the way the rendering looks at it, it sees everything as a grid, and it sees lines, and it lines up things to block edges and to the top of the page or the bottom of the page or to the left, to the right of the page. When you start using paddings, you're telling that image to, say, be 10 pixels to the right of the left, 10 pixels over to the right of the edge of the block. Well, what happens is even when you can make it look really pretty on a computer monitor, which is a big screen, 1900 by whatever, and it looks really pretty. But when you come down to mobile and you hit 1200 pixels wide, well, now that block is still 10 pixels over because you told it to stay 10 pixels over. So it's going to stay 10 pixels over, but 10 pixels starts to really show itself when you get down to the mobile versions. You know, you don't see 10 pixels when you got 1900 to choose, but you do see 10 pixels when you only have 700 to choose from. Okay. You got to remember the computers, everything is done in pixels. It's all in pixels width. And I can't remember. I think a mobile tablet is somewhere in the neighborhood, or a mobile phone is like 500 pixels wide. 10 pixels of 500 is a pretty good chunk. It actually becomes noticeable. So when you do is that actually breaks and shoves your alignment off to the side a little bit. And it looks funny in mobile versus when you start bringing it up into larger sizes. And that's one of the problems of using padding to do things. You want to find other ways to line things up. Padding works, but not always. And it sometimes works in mobile, but not always. It's kind of a guessing game at times, I've found. It's like you set it up and you work it out. One of the better things that's unfortunately needs to be done today is you have to build more for your mobile than you do for desktop, because over 60% of traffic to websites comes from mobile phones. And we're not talking mobile tablets, we're talking mobile phones. You know, you know, the majority comes from phones because everybody and their brother has a mobile phone in their ass pocket. And that's the first thing they reach for when they go to the internet is they reach for their phone. So that's pretty much it on that one there.
Okay. Well, that does make a lot of sense. I noticed that now, like just since I started working on this, I've noticed that you have more ability now. When you get down to the mobile, you get to change it around. It doesn't actually affect anything else.
Yep.
That's a really neat thing.
That's a good thing. All right, you got one more question. We'll let you read out the question, then we'll split it right there and run off into the YouTube version for everyone.
All right. When you have a plugin that brings forward content from other sources like Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, do they store it somewhere separate, or are they just pulling it forward? If you were to suddenly be blocked and removed from one of those platforms, would you then lose everything that you had brought forward through the plugin, lose all your content?
That is a very interesting question to ask. All right, and we will be back after the exit credits here and answer that question. So if you're listening on the podcast, you'll want to go to the YouTube to get the answer to that question. So I'm going to let my girl take us out of here and enjoy my shot.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.